News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Dale Forbus. At least 8 tornadoes confirmed overnight in Oklahoma. Washington County Emergency Management Director Carrie Cox says crews right now outside assessing damage.
There is one confirmed death in Barnesdall in Osage County, and first responders say 30 to 40 homes have been severely damaged in that town. Several roads in Osage and Washington County are closed as a result of downed trees, and thousands of homes and businesses are without power across the state because of storms on Monday.
Unanimous approval has been given to House Bill 1629. It makes changes in voting registration when it comes to people who have been pardoned by the governor. State Representative Regina Goodwin worked with several organizations to get this done.
The Attorney General has provided an affirmative statement saying that this just makes good sense to have in the statutes.
From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Dale Forbus.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed expectations. To learn more, visit Hillary.com.
Attention royalty owners, it's time for the 2024 NARO Oklahoma State Convention. Join us May 22nd through the 24th at the historic Skirvin Hilton in Oklahoma City as we celebrate the resilience of Oklahoma's rich oil and gas history. Learn about a host of educational topics designed specifically for Oklahoma mineral and royalty owners. For more information or to register, go to www.naro-us.org or call 1-800-558-0557.